How does it feel to live in a marriage with emotional abuse? The following is Roberta's story. It's about living in an emotionally abusive marriage, about escaping, and about finding yourself again. There were many red flags that I ignored at the time because I really wanted it to work. I was always a guilty one in our relationship. If there was a problem, well, then it's because your father ruined you. That's because it's your culture. It's because you don't understand. I felt trapped in that marriage. The woman telling her story is Roberta. She lives in Denmark, but was born and raised in Latin America. She came to Denmark to take an education. But an education wasn't all she got in Denmark. She also got a marriage that was marked by emotional abuse. I'm from a very traditional Latin American family, in the sense that my father was the one who worked and made all the decisions. My mother was a stay-at-home mother until money ran out, so a very sweet and weak mother with a lot of children. 8 children, of which I'm number 6. She was busy cooking and cleaning, so she was emotionally absent. And she had so many problems with my father that it was a matter of survival. Her entire life was about survival. And my father was a very violent man, and he's still alive. He was abusive physically as well as emotionally. But he was mostly emotionally abusive toward children, and especially toward my mother. According to Roberta, the emotional and physical abuse has had a serious impact on her life. It was awful. You're damaged for life. You find it very hard to believe in people, believe in yourself, to think that you're good enough. Do I deserve love? Because I was so invisible as a child, so I would say that it's very difficult to find a healthy relationship. It takes a lot of will, focus and strength to get through this. Roberta wanted a better life. She knew that an education could be her way out. She therefore got an education in Latin America. She then went to Denmark to study further. That is where she met her husband, Danish husband. It went fine in the beginning because my purpose in life was to make him happy. But Roberta's Danish husband, Morten, turned out to be incredibly controlling. He controlled Roberta's life while she was constantly trying to make him happy and content. He decided what I should read, where I should read. He found some colleagues who could give me the job he thought was I should have. We lived in his apartment. I wasn't allowed to change anything in the apartment. If I were to buy a pillowcase, I had to look at it to see. He had to look at it to see if it matched his style. At the same time, Roberta quickly realized that Morten was in power because he could speak Danish. She couldn't speak Danish at the time, so Roberta depended on Morten to manage in Denmark. It meant that he basically made every decision. He would speak for me, and I didn't understand what he was saying. So I had to trust him 100%, and I basically had to relinquish power over me to him. But then Roberta learned Danish and got a good job. It changed their relationship. I came out of the boundaries that he felt were good for us. Then the problem started because I demanded more and more independence and power to make decisions. And he didn't like that. I believe the problem started for real when we had our first child. He was no longer as important to me. The most important thing was a child. I think that he was unconsciously jealous somehow. He was good with the child, but just to mention an example, I had a C-section and wasn't able to lift anything. And when the child needed a bath and I asked him to help me carry the bathtub, he would say, well, no, he wouldn't. And if I said to him, listen, when I wake up at night, it might be dangerous if I'm carrying the baby and the tub is right there. Couldn't you stop controlling me? Don't control what I do. So I think the dynamic became like, you're a control bitch and you want me to do the things you want me to do. Then he had a mental block from that day on. If you tell me to do something, I'll do the opposite, and then I'll sit down and look at you and be like, I won't do it, so what are you going to do about it? So Roberta is in a relationship where her husband constantly is working against her. But she can now speak Danish, and she has a good job. She therefore decides to get away from Morten. She just needs to make a plan and find out how. I think the fact that my father was the way he was made me realize the situation, made me say, okay, I recognize this situation. I think that it was about, not even 10 years that we'd been together, but around 8-9 years when my plan started to develop in my mind. How can I solve this? I was pretty sure that I needed my residence permit to stay in the country, first of all. I had a work permit, but I was here based on family reunification because he was responsible for me. So I took things one step at a time, nice and easy, and then I hung in there because I knew for quite a few years that it would break eventually. Roberta became a Danish citizen, and because of that, she decided the time had come to divorce Morten. Okay, I now make good money. I now speak Danish. I'm now a citizen. What the hell am I doing here? So there was one last discussion where he was yelling a lot of ugly things at me. And I was looking at him, and I simply blurted, I want a divorce. He was stunned. He didn't understand. But it's unbelievable that he didn't understand, after so many years with emotional abuse and violence, that I wanted a divorce. Roberta chose to seek professional help from a lawyer to get a divorce. She needed help to find out how to get out of Morten's grasp. First of all, I believe that a good lawyer is a huge support. It's an advantage because they can offer you advice. You don't feel lonely in the process. And I would recommend, it's almost as expensive, but a divorce consultant. Because a lawyer is managing all the legal aspects. They know what to do with the division of your property, for example, and with the agency of family law. What do you do? How do you act in certain situations? I chose an amazing lawyer. I was very, very lucky. And she's been a huge support throughout the process. But getting a lawyer is not the only good idea. Roberta also gathered documentation for the emotional abuse. Among other things, she saved text messages from Morten. Putting it into words is very difficult. I can explain things to you, but you can't really get the full understanding. So it's important to have documentation so that you can show afterwards what's going on. What do I mean when I say he's emotionally abusive? And I have that when it's in writing. And that is kind of my proof of what I say. And it's not because I want to hurt him. I just want him out of my life. But in that way, I have some documentation because I need it for my case or for the children's sake. But simply because Roberta has now divorced Morten doesn't mean that all is well. There are still things she needs to process. She needs to find herself now. Her relationship to Morten has also greatly affected their children. It's difficult on our children, as it is with all children who go through a divorce. I, for my part, could say that I'm now in a life crisis where I find myself in a country that's not mine. It is now mine because I'm a citizen. But I don't, you know what I'm saying, alone with no family. So Roberta will now have to gain a footing in for her and her children. First step on her way towards a better life was to divorce Morten. And she's now looking ahead. She'll have to get on with life. And if you're in an emotionally abusive relationship right now, Roberta has a piece of good advice for you. My advice is not to relinquish your power to your husband. Everything that matters. Learn Danish. Figure out the legal and practical things so that you can be free if you find yourself having a divorce one day. Think of your children. How should I relate to that? Should they have my nationality? If you're not born in Denmark. Think of the future and think of all those things you can do for yourself. No one else can do it for you. So be ready, be patient with yourself, and find all the practical aspects that can eventually save you if it happens.